Remarks at President's Council, Battle Creek, Michigan, February 25th to March 4th, 1891. See E.G. White comments on February 27th and March 3rd. First Meeting, February 25th, 1891. In opening the council, the president, Elder Olson, said, "The continuous growth and extension of the work under a variety of circumstances, etc., has led to the calling of this council. We who have borne the burdens of the general work since the last session of the conference are now glad to share this burden with these presidents. Next week, the general conference will convene. It is not best to present matters before a conference until they have been carefully matured. Much time is often wasted in such meetings by discussions that have no bearing on the question. 1. Development of laborers. 2. The publishing work and branch publishing houses. Jones was chosen secretary. Adjourned to 10 a.m. Thursday, February 26th. Second meeting. February 26th, 10:30 a.m. Reverent prayer was offered by Elder Van Horn. After the reading of the minutes, the chair stated that the object of this meeting was to get the judgment of men of experience on certain questions that will, if thought advisable by this council, be brought before the General Conference. To open the doors to all would defeat the real object of the meeting. The president announced the arrival of Elders Haskell and Boyd. The announcement met a warm response from those present. Professor Prescott was called upon to report on the school interests in the West. He stated that it had been thought best to unite the school interests in the Northwest and build one good school for the two conferences and tributary territory. They received propositions from two points, Walla Walla and Spokane Falls, each of which, at a very reasonable estimate, would be worth $25,000 in cash. In Walla Walla, the most substantial businessmen and men of social and political influence are taking an active interest in the school enterprise. He thinks, from the present outlook, that we can safely plan to open a school in the Northwest next fall. The work on Union College is progressing very satisfactorily, and he thinks there will be no doubt about being ready to open the school at Lincoln next September. The professor expressed satisfaction and gratitude to God for the way the educational work has opened up since the last general conference. The following report was presented in behalf of a committee appointed to consider the question of the education of ministers. The committee appointed to take into consideration the matter of ministerial education make the following recommendations. District work. 1. That within the next year a Bible school be held in each conference district at such time and place as shall be appointed by the officers of the conferences composing that district in consultation with the General Conference Committee. Each of these schools shall continue from 4 to 6 weeks and be devoted exclusively to Bible study. 2. That two teachers be employed for each institute. 3. That it be earnestly requested to arrange for all their laborers to attend during the entire course, unless sickness or other reasonable cause shall prevent. 4. That church elders and Sabbath school officers be encouraged and urged to attend. 5. That the sessions of the school be held 3 hours each day, 6 days in the week. 6. That regular enrollment be made, and that school discipline, as to order, attendance, punctuality, etc., be maintained. The expense of tuition, board, etc., shall be determined by the local officers in the district. Summer Normal Institute. It is recommended that 1. An institute for the special benefit of Bible teachers and those who may be called upon to fill a position as Bible teachers in our schools or local institutions be held this coming summer at some convenient place. 2. That it continue from 4 to 6 weeks. 3. That the time of classwork be the same as that recommended for the district institutes. 4. that at least two persons be employed to conduct this work, and more if possible, and that it be so conducted that the members of the class shall have exercise in teaching. In short, that as nearly normal work be done as possible. 5. That the decision as to who shall attend, and where and when it shall be held, and other details, be left to the General Conference Committee and the Educational Secretary. College work. It is recommended that 1. Instead of a ministerial school, such as has been held for the last 2 years, advanced Bible work be taken up in our colleges. 2. That the entire school year be devoted to it, and that this course may take the place of one line of work in the last year's study. This course will be open to ministers who can attend only a few months in the wintertime.
3. If a sufficient number of ministers be present at any school for a short course in the winter, special Bible classes might be provided for them at the discretion of the managers of the school. In speaking of the point of raising the standard among our ministers, the professor said the committee thought it reasonable that every candidate for ministerial license should be required to pass an examination on the English Bible, not alone on the points of doctrine which we hold, but as to their general knowledge of the Bible. The professor spoke of the religious interest at Lincoln. There is no organized church at College View, but they have a Sabbath school numbering 160. Some of the outside people attend meetings regularly. On motion to adopt the report, Elder Brown asked what the term conference laborers would include. The chair answered that it would include ministers, licentiates, and Bible workers. Elder Porter raised a question on the provision of funds for the institutes recommended. The chair answered that the point to be considered by the council was whether such institutes should be held. If so, plans for raising funds to defray the expenses could be considered later. Elder Wood raised the question whether the clause in the report which confines the work to the Bible exclusively would cut off the study of history. Professor Prescott replied that in the opinion of the committee, it was best to do one thing at a time, and they thought it best to confine the institute work to the Bible. Elder Lane heartily endorsed the plan of district institutes as recommended in the report. Then, speaking on the other side, questioned whether it is best to have so many things to take up the time and attention of laborers. Elder Olson referred to the minister school, which had been held the last 2 years, and the number who had been trained for usefulness. He said the enlargement of the work calls for more laborers, and these must be trained and brought into the field. Elder Starr asked if the institute work was to be confined to the English Bible, and how it would apply in conferences where there were German, Danish, and Swedish laborers. Professor Prescott replied that it was intended that each one would study the Bible in their own language, and that the committee meant to guard against branching off into Hebrew, Greek, etc. Elder Irwin asked if these institutes were to take the place of state meetings. Professor Prescott suggested that it might be better at our camp meetings to devote more time to Bible study and less to sermonizing. Elder Lane requested that the question of Bible study be brought up under a distinct head. Elder Irwin asked if the wages of laborers would go right on while attending the institutes. Elder Olson answered that that would be a question for the different conferences to decide for themselves. Elder Porter said he considered this a very practical question. In many conferences, the laborers are so poor that they cannot lose the time and bear the expense of attending the institute. Elder Olson said he would be in favor of letting the wages go on and pay the expense of the laborers to and from the institute, but not board and lodging. Their laborers would be worth enough more to the conferences to make it their interest to do so. Elder Hyatt spoke in favor of the institutes and of paying the wages and expenses of those who attend. Elder Porter said,
He believed a course of study that would broaden the minds of our labourers was a necessity. He thought if the conferences would pay their labourers while attending, and so give them a chance to go, he would be heartily in favour of it. Elder Haskell said, "The matter of thoroughly studying the Bible is essential for those who expect to go into foreign fields. Those who go to foreign countries must be men of large minds. It will not do to confine our work there to a few narrow channels of thought. The gospel is the same now that it ever has been, and we want to get a full knowledge of it as a system. When we gather up the whole truth and carry it to the world, we will have power." Sister White said, "For a few years, the matter has been forced upon me by the Spirit of the Lord, that we are not in that position to meet the time when everything that can be shaken will be shaken, etc. There are tests coming on every side. The enemy will come to us from every side. The standard by which we can resist him is the Word of God. The enemy will come in strange ways, and there are many who will be infatuated by his devices. Our only refuge is to abide in Christ, and the only way we can abide in him is to know his word and do it."
We want Bible instruction instead of sermonizing. That is the way Jesus taught. He never preached a sermon after the modern style of sermonizing. His Sermon on the Mount was the inculcation of important truths. The educating plan is what has been opened before me for years. Not sermonizing, but teaching. Everything which we receive of God comes through His Word and the Spirit impressing it upon the heart. Our ministers must be rooted and grounded in the truth. You are on the right line. God will lead us if we are willing to be led. Meeting adjourned to 10 a.m., Friday the 27th. President's Council, Third Meeting, February 27th, 10 a.m. Prayer by Elder Loughborough. The discussion on the report of the Committee on Education of Ministers was continued. Elder W.B. White asked if directors who are employed by the conference would be included in the term conference laborers in the report. The answer was that they would not. Elder Tate asked if tuition would be charged. In reply, that portion of the report referring to that point was called for and read, which provides that the expense of board, tuition, etc., shall be determined by the local officers of the district. Elder W.C. White asked if it was contemplated to pay as much wages while attending institutes as when at work in the field, or only one half or two thirds of the regular wages. The chair answered that that would be left to the conference committee and might be regulated according to the necessities of the laborer. Elder White remarked that he thought it would be well to have an understanding with each one who is urged to attend as to just what they should receive. Elder Porter raised a question whether it would not be better to have the institutes not more than 4 weeks in length at first, and moved that the report be amended to read from 3 to 6 weeks instead of from 4 to 6 weeks. The motion was lost. Elder Olson announced that the minister's school would close today and recommended that the council adjourn and attend the closing exercises of the school. He said the presidents should all take an active interest in the education of our ministers. There is a great spiritual dearth among our churches. The only remedy for this sad state of things is a converted ministry. The ministers cannot raise the people higher than the point which they themselves occupy. For this reason, he has felt an intense interest in the ministers' school. At the close of his remarks, the council adjourned to Monday morning at 10:30. Fourth Meeting, March 2nd, 10:30 a.m. President Olson in the chair. Prayer by Elder Haskell. After the reading of the minutes, the chair called for the reading of the second division of the report of the Committee on the Education of Ministers. Professor Prescott explained briefly that the idea was not to hold an open institute for all to attend, but only for a select few who are expected to take part in teaching in some of our schools or in conducting institutes in the future. Brother Irwin reverted to the first part of the report and suggested that it seemed pretty strong to make it obligatory on all conference laborers to attend the district institutes, while making no provision for expenses or wages while so doing, and suggested that an additional clause be added recommending that the conferences pay their laborers' wages while attending the institutes, and bear their traveling expenses to and from the same. Elder Underwood moved to amend Section 3 so that it will read, that the conferences be earnestly requested to arrange for all their laborers to attend during the entire course, unless sickness or other reasonable cause should prevent. Elder Breed spoke in favor of the original reading. The amendment was carried. Elder Alley moved that the chair appoint a committee to take into consideration the matter of the expenses of those attending the normal institutes. The motion was lost. The reading of the third and last portion of the report was called for. The chair stated that this contemplates not holding any more ministers' schools, such as the one just closed, but to connect a more elaborate course of Bible study with our colleges and schools. Professor Prescott said the object of our schools is to fit up laborers for different branches of our work, and the study of the Bible should be made prominent, so that those who finish a course will be fully prepared to enter the work. Elder Haskell said he was decidedly in sympathy with the idea of connecting more Bible study with our schools. He considers that the study of the scriptures is very valuable in training and disciplining the mind. Elder Lane asked if it was contemplated that the study of the Bible should be required the same as arithmetic and grammar, or whether the Bible work would be left optional with each one, and spoke in favor of making it obligatory.
Professor Prescott said it was their custom in the college to make a special plea for Bible study over any other study, but they had never made it obligatory. Elder Olson said it is a source of gratification that so much interest is taken in the study of the Bible by the students in our schools. He said further that more attention should be given to educating our young men with a view of their entering the ministry. The financial support of the district institutes was again discussed. Elder Lane said he was in favor of having every plan carry with it the financial basis of its support, and he thought it ought to be decided how the district institutes should be supported. Elder Porter said he understood that each conference was to provide for its own workers who attend, and nothing more, and he was satisfied with that. Professor Prescott said there were some students in the school that he should like to have attend the institute. They belong to no conference, and have not yet begun work for the general conference. Some provisions should be made for such. The question on the adoption of the report was called for, and it was adopted unanimously. Further business being called for, Professor Prescott suggested that some plan be adopted by which the educational standard of our ministers may be raised. He said as long as the state conferences pay no special attention to the education of those who are candidates for the ministry, it will be difficult to raise to the standard, as the ranks will be continually filling up with those who are uneducated. Elder Tate moved that the matter of suggesting a plan by which this point can be guarded most effectually be referred to the Committee on the Education of Ministers. Elder Olson spoke very decidedly in favor of adopting some plan by which those who apply for license or credentials may be thoroughly examined. He thinks there might be a plan of study devised that could be carried out between the institutes. We should not require too much, but should require that which is reasonable. Elder Loughborough said 30 years ago, the first day of last November, that the proposition was first made to give papers to ministers to show that they were duly authorized by the church to preach the gospel. Previous to that time, they had only a card or letter of introduction. It was then required that some steps should be taken to elevate the standard and guard the sacred office of the ministry. Elder Underwood spoke in favor of elevating the standard of the ministry and said when men were licensed or given credentials and failed to develop, their license or credentials should be withheld. Elder Van Horn expressed himself as in harmony with others that had spoken. He said that in Michigan, the spiritual condition of the ministry is too low to reach the people and elevate them and build up the cause. Michigan could furnish 4 times as many laborers as she now does if the material that is here was developed. Elder Porter said the Minnesota Conference had authorized all her laborers to use the time till 10 o'clock each morning for study and self-improvement. Professor Prescott said we should be careful not to swing from one extreme to another. While we should encourage education in our workers, we should avoid setting up a machine to turn out machine men, etc. The question of referring the question under discussion to the Committee on Education of Ministers was put and carried by unanimous vote. Adjourned to 10:30 a.m., Tuesday, March 3rd. Fifth meeting, March 3rd, 1891. 10:30 a.m. Prayer by Elder Lane. Elder Olson called the attention of the council to the Bible work and the training of Bible workers. He thought the subject of Bible work an important one. The pendulum swung very strong in favor of Bible work a few years ago, but a reaction has taken place, and there is danger now of it swinging too far the other way. He suggested also that nursing and caring for the sick might be connected with the Bible work to advantage. A plan has been suggested of marking out a course of study that would include nursing, a limited course in medicine, and a course in Bible study. It would require 3 years to complete such a course, but there are many who are not qualified to enter the work now, but who would make excellent workers if they would take such a course of study.
Sister White said, "I have thought of this subject a great deal, and have had considerable light on it from time to time. The canvassing work has seemed to gather in nearly all the workers, but they should be united. But what has bothered me the most is that a cheap class, who have had no proper qualification or preparation for the work, have been sent out to labor for the people. If we could get older persons of settled character and religious experience, we cannot estimate the value of the work that might be done by such workers. It is the Holy Spirit that impresses the mind and presses the truth home to the hearts of those for whom we labor. The angels of God are in connection with those who are connected with God. We want those for workers who know something of God. Select those who know God, and you can risk them in any house, for God will lead them. We want someone for Petoskey who is weighed down with the responsibility and sacredness of the work. We must look more to the presentation of God's love and mercy to move the hearts of the people. We must have a sense of both the justice and mercy of God. Those who can blend together the law of God and the mercy of God can reach any heart. For years, I have seen that there is a broken link which has kept us from reaching hearts. This link is supplied by presenting the love and mercy of God. There has been a sentiment creeping in that we should not present the claims of the Sabbath so strong. Why not? Is it not true that the man of sin is raising up the counterfeit and undermining the law of God? And should we not raise up the standard against him? Elder Van Horn expressed himself as deeply interested in Bible work, but he had been pained to see the lack of consecration that exists among workers. He hoped the lesson of consecration might be learned by all classes of laborers. He suggested that 2 Bible workers be left with each little company that is brought out, until they are fully established. Elder McClure said he had been closely connected with the Bible work, and one of the greatest perplexities connected with that work was the getting in of young and unconsecrated workers. For the last few years, the Bible workers in California have brought more people into the truth than all the ministers in the state. But it had been done by a few good, solid workers who have stayed by the work until they had gained an experience. He thought the only thing that could be done for young persons who wanted to go into the Bible work was to educate them. Elder Lane said he could see light in connecting nursing with the Bible work. Nurses can get into the houses of the best class of people, a class that cannot be reached by tent meetings. Brother Palmer spoke of the people scattered through the mountains of Colorado. They had but few opportunities for preaching, and but little reading matter. Books could be sold in nearly every house. He visited one place and held meetings,
and visited and gave Bible readings, and 6 accepted the truth. Since he came away, a lady has been giving Bible readings, and 3 more have accepted the truth. He thought that nursing could be connected with Bible work to good advantage. Elder Olson said it was strange that the people of the world appreciated some of the good things that we have more than we do ourselves, and referred in evidence to the inducements that have been and are held out at the sanitarium to those who want to become trained nurses. The people of the world are anxious to avail themselves of these advantages, but our own people are slow to do so. The chair was authorized to appoint a committee of 5 to act with himself to consider and report on the subject which has just been discussed. Olson, Haskell, Jones, Wakeham, McClure. Elder Holzer said the brethren in Europe would like to have advice as to how to deal with the subjects of military service and compulsory education, which they have to meet with in Europe. Brother Palmer said that some of our brethren in Colorado had been fined for refusing to sit on the jury on the Sabbath. Others had sat on the jury on the Sabbath. They would like advice as to what is best to do. Professor Prescott requested that a committee be appointed to take into consideration the method of our public work as to teaching versus preaching. The chair being authorized to do so, appointed Prescott, Van Horn, Lane, Wagoner, Porter as the committee. The chair announced the question of branch publishing houses and the extent to which that work can be utilized to advantage for future consideration. Adjourned to 10:30 a.m., March 4th. Sixth meeting, March 4th, 10:30 a.m. Prayer by Elder Underwood. The committee appointed to recommend a standard of qualifications for candidates for the ministry made the following report. Your committee suggests the following recommendations with reference to granting ministerial license.
1. That the candidate be able to read the Bible easily and intelligently. 2. That he should be a Bible student. 3. That he should have not only theoretical knowledge, but such experimental knowledge of the Bible as would qualify him for teaching it. 4. That his knowledge of the Bible be not confined to putting together certain texts to prove a point, but that he have a comprehensive view of the different books and of the Bible as a whole. 5. We recommend that in licensing men to the ministry, more regard be paid the requirements set forth in 1 Timothy 3, verse 1 to 7, and Titus 1, verse 7 to 9. 6. We recommend that licenses be granted to such men only as are expected publicly to preach the word. 7. But we do not think it proper to continue granting licenses and credentials to men who do not make any proof of their ministry. After a lengthy discussion of the separate items, the report was unanimously adopted. The Committee on Teaching, as against preaching in our public labors, reported through its chairman, Professor Prescott, as follows. Your committee appointed upon the question of teaching the word would make the following suggestions. 1. That in order to teach the word successfully, one must first be a faithful student of the word. 2. That, recognizing the power of the word of God, we should use as much as possible of that word in our teaching. 3. That the narrative portions of the word are instructive, and when properly used in teaching, convey lessons of great profit. 4. That the utmost simplicity should characterize our teaching, and that a refinement and dignity begotten of the truth and power of God should influence our deportment, both in public and in private. The report was discussed item by item and adopted by a full vote. On motion of Elder Robinson, the chairman and the secretary were made a committee and authorized to refer the 2 reports considered and adopted at this meeting to such committee appointed by the General Conference as they may think best. Professor Prescott suggested that the members of this council might get together in companies of 2, 3, or more each day and pray that God may direct and bless in the study of his word. Elder Donnell heartily endorsed the plan. The chairman said that there was nothing needed so much today as the power of God. We cannot accomplish through the teaching of abstract doctrines what God designs to have accomplished through the teaching of his truth. In planning for the general conference, this want has been kept in view. Professor Prescott raised the question whether it would not be well to celebrate the ordinances before the conference closes. Adjourned to call of chair.